birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Thank you, Justin Bieber, for that Christmas song. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Sam's, like in Drew Sam's. And Richard, you can stop laughing now. We all know it was Jimmy Durante, but I did get you there for a moment. I consider that part of my job as radio host. Since there's nobody I actually get to interact with in person, the only person I have is Richard. So I gotta just see if I can get him every now and then. I think I got him there. It is time for Teen Wrap with Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 6 years. He's also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon, and I expect he's going to be done by the year 2027. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Great to be back. Well, hopefully I'll be done in 2012, but some days it feels like 2027.
Well, you know I was joking. just because I've been saying that introduction, it feels like for so long, I couldn't resist. But we open every segment of Teen Wrap now with a medical update on the status of Bruce Drew Sams.
I love it. I love the name that you've given my child before it's even born. So good. But 21 weeks along, everything's looking healthy and strong, and the baby's just kicking away. So we're thinking either a runner or a soccer player, maybe even a skier. We'll see if it takes after.
Hey, or a surfer.
Yeah, true.
I mean, usually the board sports all go together.
That's so true. How fun.
Now, remember, I forgot if I gave you the advice that I give all first-time parents. You have to steal away for one weekend before the baby comes.
You did. You gave me that advice, and I've talked to my wife about it, and we're actually trying to put something into the calendar.
Okay, that does not count. Thanksgiving does not count, and Christmas doesn't count because there's stress. I mean, just you and Erica.
That's good. I will remind her that today.
Please, please. So the E word is empathy. What do you have to say about empathy? What does the Bible have to say? What would you like to tell our listeners?
Oh, so much. How about we'll start with a passage from Scripture, and then we'll go to a quote from Sir Winston Churchill. So first, the passage from Scripture, it's in Deuteronomy 16:17. I love this. It says, "Every person shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you." So in other words, we should give because God has given to us.
Beautiful.
And I wonder if sometimes we're not very good at giving because we're not able to really understand how much we've been given by God.
Well, that goes back to something I believe very strongly in, which is gratitude. Truly, I wake up almost every day and I go, thank you, God. I'm not corny and I'm not overly religious, but when I wake up every day and I'm largely feeling good and I have my beautiful wife next to me and my dog's barking and wanting to be licked and my boys coming in to say goodbye on their way to school, I go, excuse me, what do I have to be anything other than joyful for? And so gratitude will lead to empathy. Then I think about other people, and I realize I'm really lucky. I live here in the United States. I have great friends. I have great family. I love what I do. So empathy then becomes a big ingredient in my life to care about others.
Yeah, I so agree. And I think that gratitude and thankfulness, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago, really gives us perspective in life. And if we don't have a proper perspective of how we fit among our neighbors and among those around us, we've got no reason to be empathetic. We've got no reason to give.
You know, I'm curious, just totally off point, although really very much on point. What have been the sermons that have taken place at Calvary in the last few weeks and as the Christmas holiday comes soon? What have been the themes, I mean?
Yeah, it's interesting. The five-week sermon series that we're going through in between Thanksgiving and Christmas at the end of the year is titled The Joy of Giving.
Wow. This was not set up, audience. This is just by spontaneous. So do tell. Go on. Pastor Drew? Did we lose Pastor Drew? We lost Pastor Drew. So we will get him back on the line momentarily, but The Joy of Giving, a five-week series. Giving to me is what the holidays are all about. Is Pastor Drew back? No, we don't know what happened to Pastor Drew. I guess Pastor Drew got a call from his wife about the baby. I'm kidding, of course. It is a beautiful thing that's going on with him, and I think he is back. Pastor Drew, are you there?
I'm back. It looks like I lost my landline, so I'm calling on the cell phone. Who would have thought that was more reliable?
Okay, we were vamping in your absence. I was supposing that your wife called with a baby update, and I just filled it in that she's just deciding whether what a crib to buy, and that is an urgent need, and to interrupt your show. So I figured that was it. But so tell us about the 5 week series, The Joy of Giving.
Yeah, The Joy of Giving. Who would have thought that we would actually have joy in giving? And that'll lead me into that quote that I wanted to share with you by Winston Churchill, who said, "We make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give." And I think it's so true that really we'll be known by, and we'll have our life defined by what we give away, not by what we attain and what we accumulate.
You know, part of maturing, I think, at least my maturity, of which it's very late in coming, at least as my wife would say, I do get more joy by giving than getting. I certainly am happy when I get gifts, but when I see a smile on someone else's face, particularly my kids or my wife, when I've given them something, or more specifically, I mentor a young kid with a fatal disease, and I took him shopping to Best Buy last week, and he couldn't decide between two DVDs that he wanted. He collects DVDs. And so I took the two DVDs, and I pretended to mull over which one to get, and then I turned to him and I said, "Let's just get them both." And the look on his face was so, it was worth its weight in gold. Now, the irony of that story, one of those CDs seemed kind of expensive. And I didn't care. You know, it was fine. I wanted to get them both. We go to the checkout stand, and it turned out that that second CD, which would have probably been the one I would have discarded if I only bought one, was actually on sale for less than half the price on the list. So in a funny way, I was rewarded in the most immediate way by saving a few bucks that I was happy to spend anyway. And I thought, okay, I don't believe God interferes in my life in that way or intrudes in a, that's not an interference, that would be a contribution. But I thought, wow, that's instant karma.
How interesting, how interesting. You know, it's interesting too, even as we head into the holidays and people are thinking about giving gifts, really the holidays and birthdays and graduations don't have to be the only moments for us to give gifts or to practice empathy. And that's what I loved about your article, that you could experience it year-round, really.
Well, absolutely. I also want to quickly share with you something that we've been doing for Hanukkah when the kids were younger. Of course, you know that the Jews always have to compete with Christmas because Christmas is a much bigger holiday nationally, obviously, with Jews being such a minority. But one of the things that Jews tend to do is say, well, we have eight nights and you only have one, like the Adam Sandler song. But in our family, we gave away half of the nights to other people. One was to charity.
Wow.
One was to charity for the kids. One was to mom. One was to dad. And one was to their sibling. And then they still got four presents. And I think that notion obviously can apply to Christmas as well as Hanukkah, and I just wanted to share it with you.
Well, it's such a great idea because I think so often we get so wrapped up in the getting rather than the giving, and you've taken the beauty of celebration spread out over 8 days, and you've maximized it to say, hey, let's not just receive, let's give away. That's such a wonderful thing, and I think that anybody, whatever their faith background, can start putting that into practice.
Well, that's why I wanted to share it with you. Listen, we're completely out of time. Where can our listeners find you?
Great. I am blogging at wewillsinganewsong.com.
Have a wonderful New Year, a very Merry Christmas. My best to your family and to baby Bruce.
I love it.
And Pastor Drew, I will speak with you soon after the first.
Sounds good. Enjoy your time away skiing.
I will indeed, and we will be back after this break. Thanks, Pastor Drew. We will be back with John Boyle and Manly Gifts for Christmas.